USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is expecting a number of his fellow Republicans to vote yes on a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
We've had about 17 or 18 who have indicated that they're going to vote yes, so it could go quicker, but it's going.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Louisiana Republican saying President Biden asked him to work on adding legislation on energy and that they have added funds for coastal restoration, among other environmental issues. Senators continuing to work on that package, but the final vote will likely happen on Tuesday. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is urging the United States to adopt more vaccine mandates. Collins telling ABC's This Week he celebrates businesses requiring the shots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A historic fire has people in Northern California on edge.
People living in the scenic forest lands of Northern California found themselves facing a weekend of fear as the largest single wildfire in state history threatened to reduce thousands of homes to ashes. Robert Foxworthy of CAL FIRE says people need to be ready to evacuate.
With what we've seen the last few years in California, it's obvious that fires can break out anywhere and can destroy structures anywhere within the state of California. So I would say that the public always needs to be ready, and if they're asked to evacuate, please do so.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Bobby Bowden, the Folksy Hall of Fame coach who won more than 350 games and built Florida State into one of college football's great dynasties with two national championships, has died. He was 91. Terry Bowden confirming his dad died of pancreatic cancer. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the border crisis continues, mayors along the U.S.-Mexico border are continuing to take action.
The mayor of McAllen, Texas, has ordered the creation of a tent city to deal with an influx of COVID-positive migrants that have been released in the city. Mayor Javier Villalobos said Friday that the charities that have been helping migrants released in McAllen cannot handle the numbers anymore and asked the Biden administration for more help. Former Acting Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan, says McAllen has been dealing with the issue since February. He tells Newsmax TV that he can't understand why migrants are being released without at least being tested for COVID-19.
Right now, they're averaging anywhere between 10 to 15% of illegal aliens that are being released in the United States are testing positive for COVID. It's unbelievable. And right now, this administration, I'm being conservative, has released about 170, 180,000 illegal alien families, plus another 100,000 unaccompanied minors into the interior of the United States. And as far as the families, Jen, guess how many DHS tests? Zero. Zero tests for COVID, yet they're releasing them into the country every single day. It's absurd, defies logic.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Olympic flag has now officially been passed on to the host of the next Summer Games in Paris. The governor of Tokyo handing the flag to an Olympic representative who gave it to Anna Hidalgo, the mayor of Paris. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.